أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا أنفقوا مما رزقناكم من قبل أن يأتي يوم لا بيع فيه ولا خلة ولا شفاعة والكافرون هم الظالمون. صدق الله العظيم. The discussion we had begun yesterday is the seventh of the Ya Ayyuhal Ladina Amanu in the Quran Sharif, Surah Al-Baqarah, ayah number 254. Before we continue from where we left off yesterday, one very important aspect that has been written in his tafsir by Allama Shabir Ahmad Uthmani rahimahumullah, that in this ayat Allah Ta'ala said, Ya أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, O you who have brought iman, أَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقَنَاكُمْ, spend from that wealth which we have sustained you with. He has written that amongst all the injunctions, all the commandments of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala of deen, the most difficult upon man is the sacrifice of life and the sacrifice of wealth. To give out wealth is a very, very difficult thing amongst for an individual. But on the other hand, when we look at the wisdom behind this, is in the hadith of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, حُبُّ الدُّنْيَا رَأْسُ كُلِّ خَطِيئَةٍ. The love of this dunya, the love of this material world, is the root of all evils. And this is what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wants to cut off. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to cut off that cause, the root cause of sins. And the way it is going to happen is when a person begins to learn to spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we discussed yesterday, min qabli an ya'tiya yawmun, before the coming of the day, that is the day of qiyamah. And that means before our maut, we should try and spend as much as we can in good health, in affluence. There is also that fear of poverty. There is also that desire of wealth. And that is what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala loves, that we spend. Now going forward in the ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this particular ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has described qiyamah in three different ways, that is totally different from how a human being operates in this world. The first is Allah ta'ala says, لَا بَيْعٌ فِيهِ. On that day in which there is no transaction, there is no trade, there is no buying and selling. In this world, a person has an obligation. He can carry out some trade, fulfill that obligation. There's a need. A person can fulfill that need. But there it is not a world of material wealth. It is not a world of gold and silver and goods. But that is a world of amal, and hence a person cannot trade one's deeds with another person. That I will give you so much, you give me so much of deeds. Whatever we have done in this world, وَمَا تُقَدِّمُوا لِأَنفُسِكُم مِّن خَيْرٍ تَجِدُوهُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. It is what we carry out in this world, that is what we are going to reap in the hereafter. And that is the very first difference that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about as far as akhirat is concerned in comparison to this dunya. The second, Allah ta'ala says, وَلَا خُلَّةٌ, that there is no khulla, there is no friendship. Again, in this world, somebody may have some issues. There is some friend somewhere that is able to assist. But if we look at friendship in that world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in various ayats of the Quran Sharif, friendship, friends will become enemies. It will be friends that were misled, friends that were now, Allah determined the fire of Jahannam, who will be asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take retribution from friends. And hence friends will become enemies. Like Allah ta'ala says, Al-akhillahu yawma idhim ba'duhum li ba'din aduwwun. Akhillah, friends, some of them will become enemies of others. However, there is one friendship that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has excluded, illa al-muttaqeen, except the friendship of the muttaqeen, those who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, friendship that has been based on deen, friendship that is based on iman. A person, a student and his ustad, his teacher, a sheikh and a murid, and like that two Muslims that love each other for the sake of Allah, love each other for the sake of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that friendship will not only be of use in this world, but that friendship will also be of use in the hereafter. And the third difference, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, wala shafa'a. That in this world again, we have issues, we have problems, there is always somebody to take our case forward, and there is somebody to intercede. But there Allah ta'ala says, wala shafa'a. A person will not have any shafa'at, there will not be any intercession whatsoever. Allah says, mali الظالمين من حميم ولا شفيع يطاع. That for the zalimin, for the wrongdoers, there is no bosom friendship, there is no bosom friend, there is no shafi'a, there is no intercession, there is no intercessor that will be abided by on the day of Qiyamah. Now this entire scenario Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala depicts in the Quran Sharif in Surah Taha. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَوْمَ إِذِينْ يَتَّبِعُونَ الدَّاعِيَ لَا عِوَجَ لَهُ وَخَشَعَتِ الْأَصْوَاتُ لِلرَّحْمَانِ فَلَا تَسْمَعُ إِلَّا هَمْسًا. On that day, mankind will follow the caller. Who this caller is? Hazrat Israfil alayhi salatu wassalam. He is going to blow the trumpet for the second time, announcing, O decomposed bones, O shredded skin, disjoined pieces of flesh. And in that way, the address will be to the whole of mankind, come forth towards Ar-Rahman, come forth towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then people will begin to move and proceed towards the reckoning, the place of reckoning, not being able to turn to the right and to the left, one focus, everybody moving in one direction. Then Allah ta'ala says, voices will be lowered before Ar-Rahman, and you will hear the sounds of footsteps. Now this is intriguing. Allah ta'ala speaks about the sounds of footsteps, and in the hadith, man will be resurrected barefooted. Now if we can understand a barefooted person on sand, a barefooted person on the ground, we cannot hear much. So there will be what we term as pin drop silence on that day, and even the dragging of the feet will be heard by people. And then Allah Ta'ala says, يَوْمَ إِذِ اللَّا تَنْفَعُ الشَّفَاعَةَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَذِنَ لَهُ الرَّحْمَانُ وَرَضِيَ لَهُ قَوْلًا. On that day, shafa'ah, intercession will be of no benefit. Those, except that person whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given permission to, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased. So in short, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that we need to spend before all of this, before we leave this world. And in the end of the ayah, Allah ta'ala says, وَالْكَافِرُونَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ. That the disbelievers are the wrong ones, they are the transgressors. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it clear that one is kufr, and kufr is transgression in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Atta ibn Dinar, rahimahumullah, reciting this ayat, used to say, Alhamdulillahi alladhi qal, wal kafiruna humu dhalimun. Praise be to Allah who said that the disbelievers are the wrongdoers. Allah ta'ala did not say the wrongdoers are the disbelievers. And that is very important for us. All of us commit sins. We break the commandments of Allah. But Allah ta'ala has not deemed us as disbelievers. And hence, this is a very great ni'mat of Allah. So in short, let us try and spend before maut comes upon us. Allah give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka.